The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, independent councillor for Sligo and chair of the local community safety partnership, Mary Cassilly, says too much focus on e-scooters and not enough on deaths caused by cars is happening. And she joins us now. Mary, good evening to you. Thank you for speaking to us. Tell us what prompted you to say this and what you mean, I suppose.
Well, what prompted me to say it was that I've been noticing around the country and in Sligo and other areas where an awful lot of people seem to be breaking red lights. And I suppose the final straw was I saw a mum who was pregnant and she was pushing a buggy. She had a buggy at a pedestrian crossing, and obviously she waited until the light was green for herself to step out and cross. And just as she stepped out, a car drove through the red light. Now, luckily, she wasn't out far enough, but that, I suppose, was the final straw. So in May, I wrote to the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, the Transport Ministers and the Minister for Health, just to ask for, and finally ask for, road deaths to be treated as a national emergency, because to date, 116 people have died on our roads, and that's increasing year on year since 2021. And since I actually wrote the first letter to the Taoiseach and Tánaiste, 15 more people have died. When are we going to cry, you know, stop, and that this is enough, and there are too many people dying on the roads? And then when there was an emphasis, and yes, rightly so, there is an emphasis on e-scooters and the illegal use of e-scooters and the speed and children using them, and the fact that children are in ICU because of the serious injuries that they're getting from them. But that doesn't and shouldn't distract or water down the fact that, like, so many people are in hospitals, are in nursing homes, they have spinal injuries, they have head injuries, they will never ever recover. And there are thousands of those now. And apart from those who have been killed, there are so many who are left, you know, and their lives are changed forever. Their families' lives are changed. Their community's lives are changed forever. And there isn't an emphasis on those people and on those families. And the Irish Road Victims Association have been calling for years and years for the government to make a difference and to introduce. There's legislation that is there already, and there is legislation that has been proven to work, and different incentives, I suppose, and different schemes and public safety schemes and infrastructure changes that have worked and proven to work in different cities and in different countries around the world. And that's why I have asked for for this to be seen as a national emergency. If the similar amount of people were dying every week, if it was a virus, if it was a toxic, if there was a release of a toxin, or if there was a poison that was killing or threatening the health of that many people, then the government would naturally, they'd mobilise every department, there'd be action plans, there'd be a whole of government response, there'd be emergency meetings. But when it comes to road trauma, we continue to accept this level of death as if it were inevitable. We wring our hands, we say, yes, it's terrible, you know, something has to be done, and nothing is being done.
I presume people would argue that
to be killed on the road.
I'm sure that the government would argue things are being done. I can't argue with anything you say about road deaths and the awful devastation that they cause to people's lives and people's families and all of that. But I'm not sure that I understand why you would say there's too much of a focus on e-scooters. I mean, we have heard the awful thing that half the ICU beds in Temple Street Hospital are taken up by children with traumatic injuries post e-scooter crashes, and we know that this is a new phenomenon, people giving their children e-scooters as toys when they're actually dangerous vehicles. Surely we need to focus on that as well, instead. It's not an either or.
It shouldn't be an either or, but my point is that legislation, you know, emergency legislation can be introduced, you know, to tackle this, you know, the e-scooter injuries. But why can't emergency legislation or the legislation that's there already be implemented to save all road deaths? And it should not be, and I'm not saying for one second that, you know, that one injury is worse or is less worse than another. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is that every child, it doesn't matter how they're injured. It doesn't matter if they're injured, if they're hit by a car, if they're fall off an e-scooter, you know, if they're hit from when they're cycling home from school. It doesn't matter. That the approach should be on road deaths and serious injuries.
I suppose, though, it's fair to say, Marie, that you know, an intervention can be made, maybe, though, to protect children by banning children from the use of them, etc. That's an intervention that is possible, that would contain perhaps some of the injuries that children have experienced on these e-scooters. And an intervention maybe isn't as readily available in terms of road deaths because there's more of a multifactorial situation there. Yeah. I know what you're saying, and you're right, road deaths have most certainly increased. They were 134 road deaths in 2018, 190 last year. But we are still 7th to 9th best in Europe in terms of our road deaths. And our average number is 32 to 34 deaths per million people here in Ireland. The EU average is 43 to 45. We are considerably better than that. And we are multiples of better than some of the countries in Eastern Europe. Do you think perhaps that we think that we're worse than we are? And that's notwithstanding that any death is a terrible tragedy for the person and their family.
Well, up to 2021, we actually were, you know, on the downward trajectory. But since 2021, whatever has happened, that there has been an increase in road deaths. And the thing is that the government has a Vision Zero strategy for zero road deaths by 2050, but we're going in the opposite direction. So my point is that it's not urgent enough, that there is legislation there that needs to be enforced. There is technology that can be used, like automatic, the cameras, the red light camera systems. There's new technology that has been proven to work and reduce road deaths and fatalities in other countries. So other countries are dealing with and have, like some cities have zero pedestrian deaths for the last couple of years because they have introduced safer infrastructure, segregated infrastructure, new technology. So it's a combination of lots of different factors. So we cannot expect just for, you know, to introduce one piece of legislation and think that that's going to solve everything, because it's not. But what I want is to look at best practice. And the data is there, even on roaddeaths.ie. The data is there for where the black spots are. Focus on those. Start focusing on those alone. Everything that we need is there. And what I am asking for, and in the letter that I wrote to the Minister for Health and the Transport Ministers, is I have asked for a group of experts to come together, not another talking shop, but a group of experts to come together to look at what's best practice, to get experts from Helsinki, from Wales, from Paris, from the States in America that are actually reducing this. Get those together, along with the Garda Síochána, with the clinicians who are working in emergency medicine and rehabilitation. Get road safety and transport researchers, infrastructure engineers, and road safety experts in Ireland and Europe. Get them to come together, look at to examine the international best practice, identify the interventions that are proven successful in reducing fatalities, and in other countries. So I'm saying the data is there. We can't throw our hands up and say it's inevitable.
All right.
And we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just have to have the courage, you know, to adopt what already is there to save lives and not
okay,
thank you, Marie.
That is Independent Councillor for Sligo and Chair of the Local Safety Partnership there, Mary Cassidy. Let us know what you think. The data would suggest in the Road Safety Authority were kind of pilloried for mentioning population, but that the reason our road deaths are moving in the wrong direction is a lack of visible policing, risky behaviours that people are taking on the road, distracted driving, drink driving, drug driving, all that sort of stuff, and a population growth. What do you think could and should be done? And indeed, Are we focusing too much on e-scooters? Let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.